made out of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And caught it on fire. And it did hurt. Not bad. Yeah. But it hurt her. Guess what happened?
Lawsuit. Yeah.
So, and you think, all they were doing was decorating for Halloween. You know, so the most innocent acts can cause lots of grief.
Yeah, absolutely. When people get their bills or somebody's hurt, all of a sudden that friendship that you think you may have, that understanding, can go out the door. You know, people, and anybody can file a lawsuit, whether it's you know, winnable or not. Anybody can file a lawsuit against you, and your liability is going to pay for your defense.
Well, if you remember, a couple of years ago, I called you and I said, yeah, we do need to up that ranch policy.
Yep.
Had some people out. He said, can my son ride your four-wheeler? And I wasn't thinking, and I think, I'm real careful now, I'm just being honest. I said, of course he can. Well, of course he does, like most young teenage boys does, see how fast it can go to run right into that tree.
Yep.
And thank goodness he wasn't hurt. That's when you said, okay, let's up that limit on my deal, because, you know, you can see right there.
And, oh, yeah.
And all I was doing was saying, hey, he can have a little fun, and it could have been horrible.
Yeah. Liability is so important. And a personal umbrella over your stuff, no matter whether it's your personal home or your business or whatever, is something everybody ought to be considering. And the liability limit you carry should be something a person ought to look at too. You know, what is your net worth and your assets, and, you know, what do you want to protect? You know, well, a lot of people say, just give me a $1 million umbrella, but some people, maybe you need a $2 million or $3 million. That's something you need to discuss with your agent and your accountant about, you know, what do I need to protect myself?
Well, and let's talk, one of my favorite topics is toys.
Okay.
And lately, folks, if you've got any toys, you know what I'm talking about. Golf carts, mules, Rangers, boats.
Yeah.
These toys are, they, I don't know if you can call them toys anymore. They're huge liabilities because they are very, very expensive.
They are.
How do we handle insuring those?
That's very simple. You know, just toy insurance, I just call it toy, motorcycle stuff. There's, you know, they have to be on a policy by themselves. They can't be on your auto policy. But as long as a person has a good driving record and stuff like that, they're very inexpensive to insure for physical damage and liability. And a lot of companies, you can include those and your umbrella can go over them also, because, you know, we both know and see, like you said, that the kids ran in the tree. There's lots and lots of accidents, especially in ATVs, where people don't know what they're doing or somebody bars it. And you need to make sure you understand your coverage and your limits. You know, a lot of times on a farm and ranch policy, we can put ATVs on there. But if they're ever taking it off premises, they need to have an exclusion on there, or an endorsement to cover it for the liability extent if they go off into a county road or they take it somewhere to go a picnic. So, you know, what your use is, your agent needs to know and design it for your protection.
Well, we talked about that with the mule. We take it to the Claybird.
That's right.
And so do the other 250, 300 people out there.
That's right. So
and folks, what gets, so basically we want it covered if somebody decides to hook up into your trailer and take off with your mule.
Right. So, yeah, well, the theft would be covered. What you want to do is the off-premises liability is for the, is in case somebody gets hurt or something like that. But here again, it's, your agent needs to know what your use of it is and let them advise you and help you get the policy that's going to protect your exposure.
I have a question. I've never, ever heard of it. But let's take Bentwood, just because Bentwood is now, I guess, the only area in San Angelo where you can actually drive your golf cart all over Bentwood.
Correct.
So, and you see people driving up to the club or driving to play tennis, and they leave their golf cart.
Yep.
Well, before, when golf carts were not that expensive, if you go out there now, you can see some people with some pretty fancy golf carts.
Absolutely.
What happens when Betty gets out of her husband's golf cart, goes and plays tennis for a couple hours, she comes back and that golf cart's missing?
Well, it depends whether they had it insured or not.
So,
you know, so on a lot of homeowner policies, that you live in a country club, your liability can be extended off your homeowner's policy, but not your physical damage, because anything that you have at your home that's on wheels that moves is not going to be covered under your homeowner policy. It has to be
scheduled
somewhere, you know, and there's all kinds of companies, you know, that can do them, that you can, you know, put your four-wheeler in your boat or your motorcycle on and stuff, and it's inexpensive. But if you don't have it protected, then the theft is not going to be covered. and the liability, you know. We all want to think that we have a golf cart and we're going to loan our kid and they're going to do something responsible and they're not, all of a sudden they got, all of a sudden they got their friends. You know, I've seen, you know, kids strapped where golf clubs go and stuff and going down the road. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know.
PK, just real quick, and I don't care whether you go to Penny's or you go to Holland's or you go to Legend Jewelers, wherever you go, most women I know love jewelry.
Absolutely.
And it's not free.
Right.
And most of it's probably not covered under the homeowners unless you do something different.
Right. On a basically homeowner's policy, there's going to be a $2,500 limit, and it's going to be subject to the schedule perils, which can be theft and stuff like that. But that's got to, theft has got to be proven, and it's up to the homeowner deductible. So, you know, which, you know, if you've got a 1% deductible and you got a $300,000 house, then you got a $3,000 deductible.
Yeah, you just
the way to do that is schedule it on your homeowner's policy. And then it sort of changes the rules. So a lot of them you can schedule if it's a small value and if it's over, and every insurance company is different, but say like it's over $3,000 or $4,000, you just go get an appraisal and you say, I want this, my wife's wedding ring. And get, you know, it's worth, you know, here's the appraisal, it's worth $8,000. You put it on the policy, you're probably going to pay a dollar or less per hundred to insure it, and then it's covered, and it covers a lot more. So like you're going out water skiing with your wife and a ring slips off and it goes to the bottom of the lake, or it's a necklace and you go out to take her for a nice dinner and you come back and it's missing. And it hadn't been stolen, it's just a mysterious disappearance. Well, if you have it scheduled, all that's covered.
Perfect.
With like a $200 deductible or a $50 deductible, no questions asked, you know, so.
So good. PK, we covered a lot of stuff. Folks, if y'all have any questions, how do they get a hold of you?
PK Kelly Insurance, 224-8000.
Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.